What's going on, guys? This is Blake with Sport Take. Today I'm going to be talking about the NBA mock draft and what I have going on. My podcasts are mainly going to be focused on NBA, NCAA, NFL, and MLB at different times. But today, the NBA mock draft. Number one, I have Zion Williamson, the 6'6", 285-pound forward from Duke University. And I think he's a very good fit next to Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday, and he's the unanimous number one pick in everybody's book. Number two, I have the Grizzlies taking Ja Morant, the 6'3", 175-pound guard from Murray State going. I think they need to start rebuilding. They're getting older, and Mike Conley won't be there for much longer, in my opinion. And Ja Morant's ready to take that spot after he gets his surgery done. Number three, the New York Knicks take R.J. Barrett, 6'7", 210-pound guard slash forward from Duke University. Good offensive player, needs to work on defense. Will work with that young team that the Knicks have and start to rebuild them and make them a better team. Number four, the L.A. Lakers take Kobe White, 6'5", 190-pound guard from North Carolina University. Very good leader, court vision, and needs to work a little bit on defense. And he'll fit right alongside all those young players and LeBron James at the Lakers. Number five, I have the Cleveland Cavaliers taking DeAndre Hunter, 6'7", 225-pound forward from Virginia University. He's a great defensive player, aggressive player, and a good rebounder. Also can score when he needs to. Needs to work on his quickness and his ball handling to make that Cavs team fit right alongside him with Colin Sexton and Kevin Love. Number six, the Phoenix Suns taking Jarrett Culver, 6'6", 195-pound guard from Texas Tech University. Strong offensive decision-making, strong player all around. What I saw, he doesn't do well under pressure right now, but that can be improved, and he also needs to improve on his strength to fit right alongside Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. Number seven, the Chicago Bulls take Darius Garland, 6'2", 175-pound guard from Vanderbilt University. He has a high IQ, great quickness, and my only problem with him is his inexperience. Didn't play much this year. I'd like to see what he does with the Bulls, though, fit along Zach LaVine, Otto Porter, and Lauri Markkanen. Number eight, the Atlanta Hawks take Cam Reddish, 6'8", 210-pound forward from Duke University. Has high potential, very balanced player, and a very raw player. Haven't seen a lot from him. He's very unpredictable. One game he could score 30, next game he could score 4 points. You never know what you're going to expect. But the Hawks need young players that are raw to fit along Trae Young and John Collins. Number nine, the Washington Wizards take Bol Bol, the center, 7'2", 210 pounds from Oregon University. He's got great height, great length, great defense. Needs to work on his conditioning and his quickness. I've seen players go around him all the time, and he'll fit right alongside of John Wall and Bradley Beal and help them out in the long run. Number 10, the Atlanta Hawks via the Dallas Mavericks. Jackson Hayes is who I have going in number 10, the 6'11", 220-pound center from Texas University. Great defense and strong team player, along with his rebounding is very good. He needs to work along with shooting to make sure he's an extended player and get outside that three-point line. Then we'll see him fit well along John Collins and Trae Young and see where it goes from there. Number 11, the Minnesota Timberwolves. I have Sekou Doumbouya, 6'9", 235-pound forward from France. He's a great defensive player, very active along both sides of the ball. His decision-making needs to improve to make him fit well alongside Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns. Number 12, I have the Charlotte Hornets taking Nasir Little, 6'6", 225-pound forward from North Carolina University. Very raw player, great defensive player, very underrated defensive player, but he's also unpredictable and a questionable decision-maker right now at this time. We didn't see a lot of him because Roy Williams had him on the bench most of the time, which may have been a good spot for him at the time. But now he's coming to the NBA to fit alongside possibly Kemba Walker and a very aging team. We'll see what the Hornets do with that situation. The 13th pick, the Miami Heat take Romeo Langford, the 6'6", 210-pound forward from Indiana University. His great offense and great decision-making needs to work on his perimeter defense to fit alongside Justice Winslow and whoever they keep after free agency as well. Number 14, the Boston Celtics take Brandon Clark, the 6'8", 210-pound forward from Gonzaga University. Great defensive player, great rebounding, needs to work on scoring, and needs to work on IQ, getting better decision-making as well. Number 15, the Detroit Pistons take Carson Edwards, 6', 200-pound guard from Purdue University. He's a very, very effective scorer and a great offense, great ball handling. Needs to work on his defensive IQ and his decision-making in the long run. Great player. We saw him fit well alongside that team in the NCAA tournament when they beat Marquette, so on and so forth. And I think he'll fit well along Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. Number 16, the Orlando Magic take Kevin Porter, 6'5", 215-pound guard from USC. Got a great offensive game, very raw potential, but he's also unpredictable, kind of like Cam Reddish and Nasir Little. We'll see what happens there. I think he can fit well along with Aaron Gordon and Jonathan Isaac. Number 17, the Brooklyn Nets take Rui Hachimura, 6'8", 235-pound forward from Gonzaga University. Very aggressive player, very balanced player. Could also work on his ball handling to make sure he gets to that next level. Number 18, the Indiana Pacers take P.J. Washington, 6'8", 230-pound guard slash forward, Kentucky University. He's a great offensive player, great rebounding, needs to work on post defense and his perimeter defense as well. Number 19, the San Antonio Spurs take Goga Bitadze. Don't know how to say his last name, sorry about that. 6'11", 250-pound center from the Republic of Georgia. Got a great low post game, great pick and roll game, and it's the kind of player that Greg Popovich would look for. He needs to work on his shooting and his perimeter defense to make sure he gets that next level alongside LaMarcus Aldridge. Number 20, the Boston Celtics via the LA Clippers. I have them taking Cam Johnson, the 6'8", 205-pound forward from North Carolina. Strong scorer and has great decision-making. Needs to work on his perimeter and post defense to get to that next level along Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Kyrie Irving, whether he stays or not. 21, I have the Oklahoma City Thunder taking Tyler Hero, the 6'6", 195-pound guard from Kentucky University. He's a shooter, he's a scorer, needs to work a lot on defense to fit alongside Paul George and Russell Westbrook to make that team go to the next level. Number 22, I have Nickeil Alexander Walker, the 6'5", 205-pound guard from Virginia Tech, going to the Celtics. Great scorer, balanced player. He's very hesitant in the game. I've watched him to go to the basket. I'd like to see him work a little bit more on that as well as defense. Number 23, I have the Utah Jazz taking Grant Williams, the 6'7", 240-pound forward from Tennessee. He's got great defense, high IQ, needs to work on his quickness and ball handling to get to that next level alongside the players on the Jazz like Rudy Gobert. Number 24, I have the Philadelphia 76ers taking KZ Opala from Stanford University, 6'8", 210-pound forward. He's an all-around player, high IQ, needs to be a little bit more aggressive from what I've seen of him. Other than that, he's a good player. I'd like to see him fit alongside Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. We'll see what happens there. Number 25, the Portland Trail Blazers take Matisse Thybulle, 6'6", 200-pound guard from Washington University. I think he's a very good defensive player, very balanced player. He led the NCAA in steals this year, which is great, 3.5 every game on average, which is great. Needs to work a little bit more on perimeter offense and moving without the ball. Number 26, I have the Cleveland Cavaliers via the Houston Rockets taking Ty Jerome, the 6'5", 195-pound guard from Virginia at that spot. I think he's a very aggressive player, a very good shooter. Can work on his ball handling a little more and his defense as well. I'd like to see him fit alongside Colin Sexton and Kevin Love. We'll see what happens there. Number 27, I have the Brooklyn Nets taking, via the Denver Nuggets, taking Jalen McDaniels, 6'9", 190-pound forward from San Diego State University. Very athletic, very quick, needs to work on strength, needs to gain a little bit of muscle to fit well alongside that core that they have at the Brooklyn Nets. 28, I have the Golden State Warriors taking Admiral Schofield, the 6'5", 240-pound guard from Tennessee University. Very balanced, very good rebounder, needs to work on his quickness and IQ to fit alongside Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and whoever else stays on that team. 29, I have the San Antonio Spurs via the Toronto Raptors taking Bruno Fernando, 6'10", 240-pound center from Maryland University. He's got great defense, great rebounding, needs to work on his shooting and quickness to fit well alongside LaMarcus Aldridge as well, alongside with Goga. Number 30, I have the Milwaukee Bucks taking Moses Brown, the 7'2", 240-pound center from UCLA University. Strong post presence and on both sides, and needs to work on shooting and decision making. And other than that, we have all the other picks left in the draft, the next 30. The Atlanta Hawks have the 35th pick, the 44th pick, and the 41st pick. The Boston Celtics also have the 31st, the 51st. The Brooklyn Nets have the only in the first round. They have no second round picks. The Charlotte Hornets have the 36th and the 52nd pick. The Chicago Bulls have the 38th pick. The Cleveland Cavaliers have only first round picks. The Dallas Mavericks get their first pick on the 37th spot. The Denver Nuggets have no picks in this draft unless they trade into it. The Detroit Pistons have the 45th pick as well. The Golden State Warriors also have the 58th pick. Houston Rockets do not have a pick in this draft. The Indiana Pacers have the 50th pick. The LA Clippers have the 48th and the 56th pick. The Lakers have no other picks in the draft. Neither do the Memphis Grizzlies or the Miami Heat or the Milwaukee Bucks. Minnesota Timberwolves have the 43rd pick. The New Orleans Pelicans have the 39th and the 57th. The New York Knicks have the 55th. Oklahoma City has only one pick in the first round. Orlando Magic has the 46th pick. The 76ers have the 33rd, 34th, 42nd, and 54th. I wouldn't mind seeing them trade a couple of those picks. The Phoenix Suns have the 32nd pick. Portland is only in the first round. Sacramento has the 40th, the 47th, and the 60th pick. The San Antonio Spurs also have the 49th pick. The Toronto Raptors have the 59th pick. The Utah Jazz have the 53rd pick. And the Washington Wizards are only in the first round. Thanks for coming, guys. I'll see you next time.